We're looking at six reasons to praise our God, my friends. And number five, everything against us in this world is actually in our favor. Stay tuned. This is Colin Cook and How It Happens. Thank you very much for joining me today. You're listening to a broadcast on the gospel, the good news, the grace of God, the love of God, and what he has done in Christ to effect our salvation and to train our faith so that we can break through the struggles that we go through in this life. How it happens, that's what this broadcast is all about, how the grace of God happens and how faith happens. Now look, we're working on Romans chapter 5, verses 3 and 4. Not only that, Paul says, we also exult, which means to congratulate ourselves in and rejoice in our tribulations, troubles, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. This is because the wrath of God is over now for all who trust in Jesus Christ. God took his own wrath, and he took the rap and the punishment for us. Now then, halfway through, we are in this fifth reason. The fifth reason to praise God is that since Christ, by his victory for us at the cross, has rendered powerless the forces opposed to us, nothing now can be against us. Rather, everything against us in this world is actually in our favor. Now remember the meaning of the cross, not only the revelation of the love of God, not only the atonement for our sins, not only Christ receiving the punishment for us, not only God giving us the righteousness of Christ, counting it to us, but also the victory of Christ over the forces of evil. This is why you and I, my friend, can rejoice in our tribulation, because now the forces of evil are all under the thumb of God, under the foot of Christ. Jesus has his foot on Satan's neck. That's what Martin Luther said, and so right he was. Now, I know this is all very hard to believe in this world, but let me tell you the thing that you believe already without probably realizing it. If I asked you what is the worst thing that ever happened in the history of the world, with some thought, you would probably say the murder of the Son of God. Not even the fall of man was as bad as that. That God came into the world to love men, to have mercy upon them, and we killed him. But if I were to ask you what is the best event that ever happened in the history of the world, with some thought, you would say the same thing, wouldn't you? The murder of the Son of God was God giving his Son for the salvation of the world. So how does that work? What does it mean? It means that God employs evil forces to fulfill his will. When the powers of Rome and the powers of Israel, the Jews at the time, when we all in our humanity killed Christ by the inspiration of Satan, God was also giving his Son for the salvation of the world. And so what we have in that remarkable event, which is the central event of the Christian faith, is that God is at work in the evil acts of men. More accurately, men are at work in the good acts of God. Evil men are at work in the good acts of God. The same event, that one quintessential event, was both an act of evil and an act of good. Now, my dear friend, we exult, rejoice, congratulate ourselves in our troubles, whether it's a drug addiction, an alcohol addiction, a sex addiction, a food addiction, a trouble in the world, the loss of friendships, finances, job, health. We say, Father, I give thanks to you because all of these evil forces are now under your control because Jesus gained victory over them. And therefore, they are working for my good now, not for my evil. What a truth that is, my friend. That's why I could quote to you yesterday that everything that seems against us is in our favor. I am persuaded, convinced, that there is nothing in death or life, in the realm of spirits or superhuman powers, in the world as it is or the world as it shall be, in the forces of the universe, in heights or depths, nothing in all creation that can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. It's amazing. So as you start to praise, my friend, even through your tears, even through your pain, don't deny your pain. Don't deny your anger over what's happening. Don't deny your disappointment or your grief. Acknowledge it. Tell it to God. Tell it to a friend. Tell it to yourself. But then praise. And praise isn't simply singing. Praise is a gratitude of heart. Well, more accurately, a gratitude of spirit. It is a faith response. It doesn't come automatically from your emotions. All right, now, the sixth reason, the final one for, well, the final one that I'm dealing with here, there are multitudinous reasons, aren't there, for praising our Father in heaven and Jesus, his Son. The sixth reason for praising God is that to praise him is to bless ourselves. This is where we become self-interested. Hopefully not selfish, but self-interested. What does it do for me? To praise God is to bless ourselves, because in him is our well-being and health. Nehemiah 8 verse 10 says, "The joy of the Lord is your strength." Now, my friend, there are six effects that praise will have on your life that will reveal to you how praising God blesses you. Here's number one. Praise creates altered states of mind. Your mind slowly starts to shift in its mood, in its thinking. It would be a great mistake, my friend, to think that since we praise by faith, it must be a head thing, and our depressed or anxious emotions remain as depressed and anxious as ever. No, the fact is that as we speak out thanks and praise to God, our emotions gradually calm down and begin to line up with our faith. Faith will always be ahead of our feelings, but feelings often gradually follow. So recognize that when you begin to praise, cold turkey as it were, you are altering your state of mind. All right, number two, the second effect on your well-being. The practice of praise to God allows a renewed faith will. Look, in addiction and troubles in the world, there is a sense that desire and behavior are seamless. In other words, you have a desire and you just fulfill it. You're not making a choice or anything. You just automatically do it. You can't resist the desire. We never seem to make a decision to fulfill our desire, do we? It appears merely to happen. But when we learn to praise God in the moment of an addictive desire, we notice a brief pause between desire and act, in which faith and doubt wrestle for ascendancy. Is faith going to win or doubt? At the moment we praise, we find the desire diminishing, and we realize we're in possession of a new kind of faith will, a will of the Spirit, not willpower, the power of praise, of which willpower is a counterfeit of the flesh. So once you start to praise, you realize you've made a decision of the Spirit to praise, instead of be depressed, or instead of going into doubt. Number three, praise to God decreases the force of a temptation. And the reason for that is that the power of a temptation doesn't come from the temptation itself, the object of temptation, food or alcohol or something, but from our response to it. If we respond in fear and panic and guilt, the power of the temptation appears to increase. But if we respond in calm, thankful praise, "Father, thank you for this temptation because it has no power to harm me, but it's an opportunity to train my faith." So if we respond in calm, thankful praise, the power of the temptation weakens. In fact, It's not the temptation that is growing stronger or weaker, but the displacement of fear by praise. As the Spirit awakens the sense that we're not alone or condemned, but loved and helped by God. Okay, number four, praise to God gradually heals our paranoia towards the world. See, while responding constantly to guilt and shame and fear, we are in emotional hiding. We fear the world's challenges are too much for us, and they'll make us look foolish. But praise to God affirms in us that the world is won for his cause, and even evil things can serve him. We sense the courage of a new adventure towards the world rising in us, because everything is under God's dominion now. The things that you feared to do before, you praise God, you thank God that there is no power in them, and you go forward little baby step by baby step, and lo and behold, the skies open up to you, and the green grass and the world around you. Ah, my friend, go forward, try it. Number five, praise to God awakens love for others. Before we find the freedom to praise, we're obsessed, you see, with our own pain. We are turned inwards. No energy remains for others. We're just worn out taking care of ourselves. But as through praise we celebrate ourselves in God, we slowly awaken to the needs of others. We have something to offer them now. We want them to know that they are not abandoned by God, not condemned, as they learn to trust him, and that death has ended for them too, and an eternal kingdom awaits them. You see how once we begin to praise, we have something happy in our hearts to share. And finally, my friend, number six, none of these effects of praise would occur if it were not for the fact that praise to God restores our sense of personhood. Without praise, the soul has gone silent, my friend. It folds. Only instinctual responses to passion remain. Frozen to death under the forces of wrath, sin, law, and death, how can the soul sing the songs of Zion in this foreign land? But Christ brings faith to the frozen heart, my friend. He tells us he has mastered the dark forces, and our faith begins to sing again, and the soul rises out of its deathly silence. The person awakes. Go forth in praise, then, my friend, and see the remarkable changes that can take place. And as you praise and give thanks, you might want to give thanks for this broadcast, too. If it has helped you and is helping you, if it's training your faith, would you help it? Would you help me to keep it going? We're in our 15th year of radio broadcasting now, and in our 35th year of ministry by FaithQuest Perspectives. So, how would you like to help? Maybe a donation of $10 or $20 or $30 or $50 or $100 or $200 or just $5, whatever you can afford. Please send your donation to FaithQuest, P.O. Box 366, Littleton, Colorado 80160. That's FaithQuest, P.O. Box 366, Littleton, Colorado 80160. If you'd like to take care of your donation on the web by PayPal, then simply go to our website, faithquestradio.com, and listen to the broadcast there anytime you like, my friend, faithquestradio.com. And if you want me to take your donation off your credit card each month so you don't have to think about it, then call me and we'll make that arrangement at 303-738-8694. 303-738-8694. Thank you very much, friends, and cheerio, and God bless.